Millions of Americans are glued to their televisions for news of the war in Iraq. Some still take time out for theater. This month at the University of Michigan, a play based on Salman Rushdie's 1981 novel, Midnight's Children, had its American premiere. The production is a collaboration between the University of Michigan, the Royal Shakespeare Company, and Columbia University. The schools paid millions of dollars to bring the play to the U.S. Last month, it played to packed houses in London. Ticket sales for performances in Ann Arbor and New York are brisk. Celeste Headley of member station WDET prepared this report.
I was born in the city of Bombay once upon a time. No, that won't do. There's no getting away from the date. I was born in Dr. Narlika's nursing home on August 15th, 1947. And the time matters too. Well then, at night, on the stroke of midnight, as a matter of fact.
The opening lines of Salman Rushdie's comic novel are now the opening lines of a three-hour play based on the book. Rushdie is perhaps best known for the Satanic Verses, published in 1988. The novel was deemed offensive by Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini, who issued an Islamic edict, or fatwa, that threatened Rushdie's life. But he first came to international attention 8 years earlier, when Midnight's Children was published. The epic work tells the story of two children, swapped at birth, born at the very moment when India gained its independence from Britain. One of those children, Salim, grows up believing he is responsible for many significant events in India. The book won the Booker Prize in Britain and was widely hailed as a modern masterpiece. Rushdie says he thoroughly enjoyed adapting the work for the stage and especially appreciates the visual possibilities of a theatrical production.
A lot of the things that I tried to do in the book were to find literary versions of that crowded, tumultuous, vulgar, sensual, you know, world, which is the world of the Indian city. But on the page, of course, you can only evoke it in sentences. On a stage, you can actually, you know, in some ways show it.
Rushdie says having to cut characters and scenes in order to dramatize the story was painful. And he says Midnight's Children is a novel that enjoys digressing from the point, something that's virtually impossible in the theater. Although London audiences were enthusiastic about the show, he says he understands the reaction of the critics who saw the world premiere in January. Several of them expressed mixed feelings about the production, saying the play is too condensed. Sadia Abbas, a Rushdie scholar at the University of Michigan, says she's not surprised by the critics' dismay.
The most extraordinary writing in Midnight's Children is not in the dialogue. It's in the narration. And what makes the novel extraordinary is the fact that the narrative is profuse, proliferant, it's all over the place. And when the narration gets taken out of the novel, there's not that much left.
Abbas says it's inevitable that people who love the book are going to be unhappy with this compressed theatrical version, but she says all the elements of the story are there. And Rushdie says the stage adaptation has improved the story in some ways as well. For example, in the novel, one of the characters never discovers that he was swapped at birth. But for the play, Rushdie wrote a dramatic scene when the two children, now grown, confront one another.
And I must say, having written it and having seen it as it plays, I thought it was rather good. And I thought if I'd been able to have that idea 22 years ago, I might well have put it in the book. So there's a sense there in which I think something has been gained.
Zubin Varla plays Salim, the main character in the play. Varla says the play deals with war, religious intolerance, and imperialism, but it also emphasizes man's basic humanity and the commonalities between people that can lift them above strife and conflict.
What it comes down to in the end is that Salim becomes the man that says, I'm a human being, more than anything, and we are all these human beings with possibility if we can stop thinking in terms of Hindu, Muslim, rich, poor. These are all words directly lifted from the play. You know, if we can stop that, then we can find a new way.
Rushdie says, considering the question of war in Iraq and the many anti-war protests that have been staged around the world, the production of Midnight's Children is especially timely.
It asks a kind of very relevant question right now, which is, you know, to what extent are we simply the victims of history? To what extent are we able to make and shape the times in which we live? You know, are we just pawns while history kind of comes and hammers at us, you know, or are we actually able to affect the way in which our times are shaped?
For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley in Detroit.